Furthermore, it hasn't, the author and sponsors have said that there is an issue at our campus, but yet it's specifically focused at the CSU, when it doesn't apply to all other state entities, which might be a more appropriate approach to going forward. I just want to point out that there are no state support dollars going toward CSU dining. This is all self-support. Some of our campuses actually are run by the Associated Student Body. So while there is dollars going in through Cal Grants, there is no state dollar support. We are concerned about the requirement going forward, putting into our education code, our authority for making contracts, and for those reasons, we're opposed.
You realize we've narrowed the bill just to food services.
I appreciate that amendment.
And we're talking about where there had been a finding by the Attorney General in New York State, and I don't know if it was a fine of $20 million, but really a settlement of $20 million.
Correct.
Do we have any contracts with that company, Sodexo?
We have two of our smaller campuses.
So we do have contracts.
Sodexo, yes. Actually, that's not true. Channel Islands did have a contract with Sodexo, but they stopped, and they're using their own.
Well, you do have contracts. So,
we do.
So when you say that, why aren't we doing other state agents, we're talking about SUNY, which had contracts with Sodexo, which really resulted in rebates, $20 million in settlement. We're just, same company is doing, maybe not all the campuses, is doing business in California. We're talking about limiting it and also having...
I guess I would question, I don't think this applies to food courts on campus, because I think we have lease space. There are some questions as to whether or not they would be captured by the bill. Our interpretation is they would not be. I've asked council whether or not this would apply to food services at a football, basketball game as well. And it's not clear to me what the scope is. I think the goal here is dining facilities, as you mentioned, but it's not clear to me how far it goes.
So you'll work with the author and kind of work. As we've limited this, we would also want to make sure that we're just protecting students and protecting those from, and finding if there is rebates, that money does come back to the appropriate, you know, that it not be allowed. So I hope that you do work with the author. With that, are there any other questions from members? Is there a motion on the bill? Bill's been moved by Senator Alquist as amended. Do pass as amended. Assembly member, would you like to close?
Well, it was a whistleblower complaint that prompted the action that launched the New York investigation. Hopefully here in California, we can have a good disclosure bill like 450 that will shine some light on these hidden rebates. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Good. Thank you. I hope that we don't have any hidden rebates, but I do believe that a disclosure and transparency and sunshine is appropriate in this case, when in fact we've already seen a settlement in the state of New York with this company that does business. Will the secretary please call the roll? Do pass as amended.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff? Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian? Vargas? You have four votes.
That bill has four votes. We'll place it on call for the absent members.
Thank you.
I believe that completes all the presentations. Some bills, I don't know when I was out, do not have motions on them that we operated as a subcommittee. So I will indicate when we have, the secretary will indicate, and we'll have an appropriate motion if it's needed, and the others will just lift the call. Can the sergeants call the absent members? We're going to be closing down soon.
Okay. They're on their way. They're on their way? Okay.
While we're doing...
While we're
waiting for the absent members, they're all on their way. While we're here, let's open the roll. Let's start with the first bill, AB 203, Assemblymember Brownlee. Mm-hmm. Do pass as amended. The present vote is 4-0, with the chair voting aye and the vice chair not voting yet. Secretary, no, the chair is not voting. Not voting. Chair not voting yet.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
I'm sorry, what bill is this?
This is AB 203.
Parent trigger, parent empowerment, AB 203.
Aye.
Lou, aye. Yeah, 7-3.
Is that everybody voting?
That's, yes, it is.
That bill has 7 votes. That bill is out. Next bill, AB 250. Assemblymember Brownlee, instructional materials. That's the one with the Common Core.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. The chair voting aye. Vice Chair Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian? Vargas? 6-2.
Bill has, Bill has 6 votes sufficient for passage, but we're going to place that back on call. Next bill, AB 409, Alejo. That bill has does not have a motion. Bill's been moved by Senator Alquist. Do pass. Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 409, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian? Vargas? 7-1.
Bill has 7 votes sufficient for passage. We're going to place it on call for the absent members. We're going to move on to the next bill, AB 440. Do pass as amended. Assembly Member Brownlee, and that's dealing with charter schools and accountability.
The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. The chair not voting or no vote, and runner no vote. Aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Vargas? Come in. It's 6-3.
That bill has 6 votes sufficient for passage. We're going to place it on call for the absent members. Next bill, AB 450, Wieckowski, California State University Audits. Do pass as amended.
Motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. The chair voting aye. Actually, there's 4-0 is the vote. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou? Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Vargas? It's not here. 6-2.
Bill has 6 votes sufficient for passage. We'll place on call for the absent members. The next bill is AB 515, and that has been pulled from today's agenda at the request of the author. We move on to item number 7, AB 636, Knight Military Service Benefits. Do pass as amended, and it needs a motion. Bill's been moved by Senator Alquist.
The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. You have 10-0.
Bill is 10 votes. That bill is out. Next bill needs a motion. It's AB, we heard it as a subcommittee, AB 851, Nestande, Distance Learning.
The bill.
Bill's been moved by Senator Runner.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 10.
Bill has 10 votes. That bill is out. Next bill needs a motion, AB 853, Blumenfield, Online Education. Bill's been moved by Senator Alquist as amended. Do pass as amended.
Motion is to pass as amended to appropriations. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Renner?
Aye.
Renner, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Smedian?
Aye.
Smedian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 9-0.
Bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Mm-hmm. Next bill is, I think, 1304, AB 1304, Assemblymember Block, Link Learning. I need a motion. Senator Alquist moves the bill. Do pass.
Motion is do pass to appropriations. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Renner?
No.
Renner, no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Smedian? Smedian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 8-2.
Bill has 8 votes. That bill is out. Let's just go back to the bills on call. There were no items, members, on the consent calendar today. Let's go back to AB 203, Brownlee. That one is out.
Yes.
Brownlee is out. Let's go to AB 250, Brownlee, Instructional Materials. The present vote is?
Present vote is 6-2, the chair voting aye, the vice chair no. Smedian?
Aye.
Smedian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 8-2.
Bill has 8 votes. That bill is out. Let's go to item number 3, AB 409, Alejo. Do pass.
The vote is 7-1, the chair voting aye, vice chair no. Smedian?
Aye.
Smedian aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. It is 9-1.
Bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Next bill is
440.
AB 440, Assemblymember Brownlee, Charter Schools. Present vote is?
Present vote is 6-3. The motion is to pass as amended to appropriations. The chair voting aye. Vice chair no. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye.
The bill has 7 votes. That bill is out. Next bill is AB 450. Do pass as amended.
Okay. The vote is 6-2. Chair voting aye. Vice chair no. Lou? Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas aye. 7-2.
Bill has 7 votes. That bill is out.
That's it.
And I believe that's it. We've gone through. Huh? Number 6 was pulled on the request of the author. This meeting is adjourned.